You're listening to the very first episode of Scratch Take, a podcast where songwriters tell the story behind their craft. I'm Jeremy Katzenstein. Keeper is a self-described sad girl bedroom pop band from Washington, D.C. They put out their debut EP, Fawn, in September of 2015. Coming up, the band's primary songwriter, Marissa LaRusso, talks about how powerful women, journaling, and middle school feelings helped make her songwriting what it is today.
My name is Marissa LaRusso, and right now I write music for a band called Keeper. I probably started writing songs, like fake songs, before I like could play an instrument as a child, like in my diary kind of thing. And then I got a guitar when I was like the summer before I started like seventh grade. And then after I learned a couple brand new covers, I just like started trying to write my own stuff. I feel like, according to me, a good song is a song that makes you, that like moves you emotionally in some way. That's what I would say. Okay, since I was watching so much Mitski at work today, I would say like her new song, Your Best American Girl, is like so powerful. You can't listen to that without feeling some kind of way, without like the frustration and the complicatedness that she's talking about. Like it's impossible to listen to that song and not have that, like have something inside you happen. It's like everything. It's the lyrics for sure, because she's a very lyrically driven artist, like as am I, but also, oh God, I just referred to myself as an artist. That's gross. I think it definitely comes from her lyrics because she's a very lyrically driven artist, and I also am a person who writes lyrics, but it's also the delivery, and it's also the way that the music like builds and pulls back and builds and pulls back throughout the song. Yeah, I think it's all of those things. It's totally the combination. God, I have to take myself so seriously as a songwriter to like do this interview, which is like good, but also really hard. I have a song called Clothesline, which I just have a demo of right now, and which is the only thing I have any of my songs. But anyway, the song called Clothesline, and it's written from the point of view of this woman that I know, who's just like so complex and interesting and like a hungry person, and just like wants to experience life and doesn't care that that makes other people uncomfortable. And so I kind of tried to just embody like that hunger that she has and that just like constant urge to just like take in the world. Yeah, so I think maybe that one's moving. Lover left me on the clothesline to dry. Also, when I play it live at the end, there is just like the other guitarist is like doing this cool riff and I'm like playing these chords really fast and I just like shout for like 8 measures maybe, just like as hard as I can. So like if that doesn't move you, then like you're a lost cause. Yes. No, but that's what I want. Like I want it to feel like I've just like tapped into this person and like put it out there, you know? I don't know if I can remember like the very first song that I ever wrote, because I think a lot of it came out of, like, I was a big journaler as a kid. And I also, when I was in middle school, I was just like so emotional. And so I did a lot of just like writing in my journal about feelings, and I really liked poetry. And so I like wrote poems on like LiveJournal and stuff. And I think that as I like, I always really liked music, and I think maybe I started writing poems that were like basically sets of lyrics, and like maybe I had a melody to them. And then once I took like piano lessons as a kid, but I never tried to write on the piano, because like when you're a child, the piano is so enormous. It's like very hard to think of it as like your instrument. And then I think when I started playing guitar, that was probably when I first started writing like full complete songs. And I think I just looked at other, like I looked at the songs that I was learning and I was like, okay, so they have a verse and a chorus and a bridge and like this is the way it's laid out. And so I was very kind of, I like wanted to be very formulaic like that, but I was just very stream of consciousness, so I don't think it actually ever got that structured. Ugh, I was in guitar lessons, so I learned how to play, like, Time of Your Life by Green Day, and I learned a bunch of Nirvana songs because I really like Nirvana, but I was playing, like, a big acoustic guitar, so I'm sure it sounded hilarious. And then, yeah, I learned, like, The Quiet Things That No One Ever Knows, and, yeah, like, everything from Deja Entendu. I was obsessed with that record, which, like, you shouldn't give that to, like, a 12-year-old. That's terrible. But I remember I wrote, this was like probably after I'd been writing songs for like a year. I wrote this song called On Gossamer Wings, and the name was from, I had like written a poem and submitted it to a poetry website, and that was the name of the poetry book that it got collected in, and it was called On Gossamer Wings, and so I like took that, and I like wrote this song. I don't even know, like I can try and think of the words now, but I can't imagine what I was writing about. Like I think it was just like, oh, all of the songs I listen to are about, like, people that are heartbroken. So, like, that's what you write songs about, even though, like, I wasn't actually heartbroken. Yeah, like, I guess maybe at the time I really felt like I had a lot of drama in my life, and that's where the lyrics came from. But I can't, like, actually remember, like, oh, I got in a fight with my mom or something, you know what I mean? Honestly, yeah. I feel like when I was a kid, I would get, like, overcome with feelings, and I would, like, try and write it out of my system and just use it as, like, a means of catharsis, and that's totally still how I write now. Like, I'll have a thought that's really, like, intrusive or something that I can't stop thinking about or can't stop feeling or, like, want to kind of, like, work my way through, and then I'll write a song to try to, like, push myself through whatever it is that I'm going through. No! Not it! It doesn't work at all. Like, it... Like, it's weird. I think about this a lot because I've interviewed a couple musicians now, and I always want to ask them this. Like, when you write songs that are really deep and personal, for me, like, I get up on stage when I'm performing these songs on stage. I, like, am working, I'll, like, practice songs or whatever, and you totally, like, relive. I gotta slow down, I'm sorry. Fast talkers are the worst. I feel like you totally relive the, like, trauma of whatever it is that made you write. And I feel like I'm definitely still holding on to like feelings that I had about people or things that like I totally would have left in the past otherwise. But because like once a week with my friends, I sit down and work on these songs, like I'm still thinking about those feelings and what it was like to be in that place. And it doesn't have like the same sting or the same like personal, like I don't think about like the face of the person that I was thinking about or whatever, but I feel like it taps me back into like an emotional state and like it doesn't make it go away. But on the other hand, like it doesn't make it go away, but it makes it so that it's a thing that I can like look at from a distance and like have a perspective on, and like I can understand the contours of what I'm feeling because I've like encapsulated it into this like one piece of material. Yeah, compartmentalized is a good word. It's like I take the thing and then I put it in a place, and when I need to tap back into it, I tap back into it, but it doesn't necessarily like follow me outside of that. Oh my gosh, okay, I actually have a good answer for this. So when I was in high school, we had to do like arts credits, and I took a songwriting class with this super amazing man. I had been writing songs for a while before that, and then that was the first time where I sat down and was like, oh, what is the art of songwriting about? And he gave this very simple advice, like, the first day of class that was, like, know what you want to write about. When you're going to write a song, like, have the thing that you're trying to say. And I feel like that's, like, the best cure for writer. It sounds so simple, but sometimes I go into writing a song and I'm just like, oh, like, I want to write a song today, but, like, I don't really know where it's going. And then I just give up. And, like, hearing this guy be like, no, idiot, you need to, like, have a thing that you're trying to say when you go to write the song in the first place. I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That's, like, where you start. You start with, like, the idea. You have to have something that, like, kind of centers you in order to build from it. Okay, yeah, so this is, I wrote about a song recently by Lucy Dacus called Strange Torpedo. And she, it's, like, very clear that there is, like, a person about whom she's writing who has like made a series of bad decisions and continues to make them, and she's just like, I don't know what to do with this person because I can't fix you, but I can't walk away. And that theme is very present, I think, lyrically throughout the entire song. I feel like it varies from song to song, but in general, I think the hardest part, I think that there's like a moment when you get kind of deep in it where you have to decide like this, at least for me, I have to decide like, is this working? Is this worth pursuing? Or is it like not gonna, cause I write like half songs all the time. And then I'm like, this isn't really working. I should give it up and try again with something else. And I think that moment's hard for me in particular, deciding whether to keep it and like press on or to let it go, because it's very easy for me to downplay my own artistic output and be like, oh, these songs aren't that good anyway. Like, it's fine, whatever. It's not going to be good. And so to remind myself that like, no, I can write songs and I can write good songs and like, it's worth pushing through because this might also be a good song. That's probably it. That's a tough moment. No. It's like totally per song. And it's also the kind of thing where like, if I step away from it and I come back and it has stuck with me, I guess that's kind of a litmus test. Like if I'm working on a song and I feel stuck and I give it a day and I come back and I think like, oh no, there's like totally life in this, then I'll pursue it. But then sometimes like that day I'll get stuck and then I'll have to take a step back and like, yeah, there's just a switch that flips inside me that's like, this one's good. And I don't know where it comes from. It's so, like, I'm not a spiritual person, but I just feel like there's something, like, I don't know, songwriting is just, like, its own thing where, like, something happens in you and, like, something comes to you. Like, it doesn't even feel like it comes from inside me. It's like a thing just happens and I'm, like, a vessel for a song and it comes out of me. That sounds so stupid. Please do not use that. But it's like, don't you kind of feel like sometimes, like, it just hits you and you're like, oh, that is the song. The song just happened. It's crazy. I think maybe this is a little cheesy, but I just try to be really honest, and I think that I have faith that I'm growing as a person, and so whatever creative output that comes out of me will also be growing. And then also I just try to take in inspiration from a lot of different places. Like, I think I definitely go through phases in my songwriting, and like, maybe other people can't see it, but like, I'm just like very heavily influenced by like an artist or a style for a little period of time, which is why like everything on that EP that I put out last year sounds like Yowler, because like, that's exactly, even though I think that came out afterwards, so maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe it's just my new stuff that sounds like her. But anyway, so I think I just try to take an inspiration from a lot of different places. And like, I'm not very good at playing guitar, so I just kind of try to keep learning new things on the guitar. And then I hope that that will like work its way into making my songwriting more interesting. But mostly, yeah, it's about personal growth. I feel like if I keep listening more deeply to music and like looking more deeply at the world, then the things that I write will also continue to like get better and better.
Thanks so much to Marissa LaRusso for coming on to Scratch Take. Visit scratchtake.com for a link to Keeper's debut EP, Fawn. You'll also find a complete playlist of all of the songs featured in today's episode. And finally, if you like the show, make sure to subscribe on iTunes for more deep dives into the minds of songwriters.